This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Years from now, you go to City Park and you wonder, well, how did it turn out this way? Anyway, so you say, who decided to do this? Well, you got nobody to blame but yourself if you don't get involved in a planning process, which is going on now. Rebecca Dietz joins us, President and CEO of City Park Conservancy. How are you doing, Rebecca?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. Tell me, am I wrong about that? Where now's the time to speak up if you want a voice in what City Park is going to look like?
That's correct. City Park has launched a master planning process. This will inform and guide investment in the park over the next 20, 25 years. And we're asking the entire community to join us.
Tell me what you're looking. When is the event? First of all, I think it's tonight, right?
Yes, actually, we're hosting two sessions of a community design meeting today. This is our third community meeting. It'll be held at the Pavilion of Two Sisters in City Park. And again, we have two sessions today. Doors open at 11:30.
Right. Forget about the morning. And go ahead.
That's right, 11:30 today, and then again at 6 o'clock. People can also pre-register on the website, so we have an idea of how many people will attend.
So what are you looking for? What should people come with? What are you looking for people to contribute, et cetera?
Well, today's meeting is especially exciting and important because we're going to be showing design concepts that directly reflect what we've heard from park users over the past year and a half of planning. These meetings have built on each other. And what we have heard from the community is what will be reflected in the plan. So if you have input, if you have more ideas, now's the time to come and share them with us. And if you've not been involved in the process thus far, today would be a great day to show up.
Is it open to Orleans Parish residents only?
Oh, absolutely not. This park serves the entire region, and we welcome anyone who loves City Park or anyone who has ideas about how it can be better in the future to come and join us.
What have you heard so far from people, some of the suggestions? I'm just curious.
Oh, sure. We've heard a great deal about improving and increasing access to nature, restoring our lagoon system and native Louisiana landscapes, restoring and investing in historic buildings such as Tad Gormley Stadium. We've also heard that we need more access to sports facilities, boating opportunities, activities for young people beyond just playgrounds. And also, not surprisingly, we've also heard that the community just wants us to have more basic park amenities such as lighting, water fountains, restrooms, parking.
I took a hike on the, the Scout Trail? Is that the name of it?
Scout Island, yeah.
Scout, yeah, and it was pretty cool. It really was. It wasn't quite Gatlinburg or anything like that or the Tennessee Smoky Mountain National Park, but it was still nice. Tell me the website that people can go to, Rebecca.
It's New Orleans City Park Dot org.
All right, meetings at 11:30 and 6 o'clock today. Go out, have your voice heard. 6:43, quick break, then we'll come back, talk to Mike Pearlstein about the Braddon Report here on WWL.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.